Connie Phillips is the Executive Director of the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Connie, thank you very much for joining us. I'd ask, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, how are things going with the Beekeepers Commission?
Well, for the commission itself, things are going well. We're just getting into a conversation right now. This is the Alberta Beekeepers Commission 90th anniversary this year. So we're
We're
just talking about what we're going to do to celebrate that.
Sounds like it's going to be quite a celebration, that is for sure, because 90 years is not a small feat, I'm sure. Connie, has production with the beekeepers around Alberta been a little bit tougher this year, especially up in the in the northwest part of the province, especially with the wildfires?
That's a great question. I think that there's a number of areas of the province where it's been very hard due to wildfires or due to too much rain or due to no rain and drought. But up in your area, I think some of the fires, at one point the fires were so bad we were hearing that flowers weren't even opening up because of how dark it was from the smoke. And if there's a lot of smoke or it's dark, the bees won't leave their hives to go forage. And then, of course, they're not producing honey. So I think things are, from what I'm hearing, starting to turn around now. But it's, you know, the end of June. And we have a very short season in this province for beekeeping and especially up north and honey production. So there's a shorter season to produce honey. Interesting for your listeners is, we've just gotten preliminary numbers on overwintering colony losses for the province, and it's sitting right around 39%, which is higher than we would like it to be.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and just as we talk about that, legislation with the Bee Colony Replacement Initiative, because of perhaps the cold winters, was put in place. I believe it's a joint effort from the provincial government and the Beekeepers Commission, as well as the federal government, if I'm not mistaken. If I am, please correct me if I'm wrong here. But with that initiative, Connie, how much will that help?
So you're correct. It is a joint initiative between the Alberta government and the federal government, Alberta Agriculture and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. I think it's 60-40 matching funds, 60% from the federal government and 40% from the province. I felt that the money offered for replacement colonies, for packages and for queens was generous, higher than actually I was expecting. But one of the challenges the beekeepers all faced last year when we were seeing greater than 50% losses is there's not enough replacement stock brought into the province for everyone to have taken advantage of that. So those beekeepers that were fortunate enough to have been able to buy nucleus colonies, whole colonies, and a nucleus colonies, for people who don't know, is a small honeybee colony, or to purchase packages, there just weren't enough available. So some beekeepers were really fortunate and they were able to get their hands on replacement stock. I think there were plenty of queens available, so that was good for anyone who wanted to purchase queens. I think the money that comes in will help those that lost revenue last year, but it's a very slow process to rebuild if you can't buy replacement stock. And actually, I just got out of a meeting, Keith, with the provincial government talking about business risk management programs, and I don't want anyone to think that the beekeeping industry doesn't appreciate the support that we get from both governments. But it isn't always money that we need. It's replacement stock.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are pushing the federal government pretty hard to relax the restriction on importing packaged bees out of Northern California in the United States, because we feel we could get almost as many bees as are needed for everyone that needs replacement stock, not just for right now. We can replace about a third of the bees that get lost annually, So we need to be able to build that up to be able to replace more.
The provincial and federal government and the initiative that they have jointly come into effect with, we just established that it has certainly helped. But has municipal jurisdictions, i.e. MDs, counties, maybe towns and or hamlets, have they jumped on board with this initiative in trying to help as well?
You know, that's a great question, but it, as far as I know, they haven't. So, and it might be a bit unusual if they would. I haven't ever heard of that happening. So these business risk management programs are part of the agriculture policy framework that rolls out of the federal government every 5 years. So, and it's and they're bilateral agreements between a province and the federal government. But certainly municipality, I haven't heard of that, but not so far, anyway.
Is it a possibility?
I think that's a great question. I'm sure it's a possibility. I'm not sure what it would take to set something like that in motion. We do work with the Agriculture Service Boards, and maybe this is something to bring up where, because often they're the ones who are in direct contact with the different municipal districts and counties. An avenue to start that conversation.
How much optimism is there with the Beekeepers Association going into into the summer season, the fall, and beyond?
Well, I think that there's more optimism perhaps than we were hearing last year. The beekeepers, and I was just trying to get information from them on how people are doing. I think there's a few factors in there. The optimism, I think, is coming from, at least from the beekeepers that I'm hearing from, that the bees are doing well and they're starting to come on strong. But there's fewer bees because we had such a big loss last year and a fairly high loss this year. The price of honey has been fairly stable, and that's always a good thing. That's a major revenue source for beekeepers. And I think going into winter right now, the bees are looking good. So going into winter, being able to get enough feed to get them ready to overwinter, and having not too harsh of a winter. So a lot of things that are out of people's control, especially with the weather. But I think if the bees go into winter in good shape, generally they come out in pretty good shape.
Connie Phillips is the Executive Director of the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. Connie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Keith. Have a good day.